Hey, what's going on, everybody? The Full Press Hockey Weekly post-game show for Game 5 in the Stanley Cup Final is here. I'm your host, Jim Berenger. I'll be joined by Chris Wassel eventually. Ian Glennon behind the scenes producing this. You can catch us at Full Press NHL, Full Press Coverage on Facebook, fullpresshockey.com, Full Press Coverage on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. The Vegas Golden Knights are golden. They are crowned Stanley Cup champions. Dominating performance, start to finish. Final score 9-3. Jonathan Marchessault named the Conn Smythe Trophy winner for the most valuable player in the playoffs. 13 goals, tied Leon Draisaitl, who, by the way, Draisaitl lost in the second round to these Golden Knights, 25 points, second in points behind Jack Eichel, who had a 3-assist night. There's Chris Wassel. And Braden, we want to give you a big shout-out. Mark Stone, big night. Mark Stone, first Stanley Cup Final hat trick.
Called it.
Drum roll, please. Peter Forsberg in 1996 against these Florida Panthers. And you're here joining us on the post-game Stanley Cup Final Game 5 show. What a game by Vegas.
That was pretty clinical. When they wanted to turn it on, that was it.
We said it during every show we've done. We said it. We said that when Vegas wants to turn it on, they can turn it on. And how about Mark Stone? How about Bruce Cassidy starting the original Golden Misfits? The Misfit line. That was awesome. How about Bill Foley, the owner, the West Pointer? What this team has accomplished. 6 seasons, Stanley Cup champion. It's just remarkable. This team was on a mission. You could see it. It started off a little slow. Aiden Hill was putting on a performance that you thought probably was going to win him the Conn Smythe Trophy. I think giving up 3 goals probably didn't help his cause. I think if it was 1 or 2, he might have won it. But he kept this scoreless, and I tweeted it out, and then I quote tweeted myself, the first TV timeout in the first to second period got this Vegas team going.
It did, because what people don't realize is, hey, Florida cut it to 2-1. It was getting close. It looked a little dicey, you know, a little bit. And then that was it. From there, I'm going to pull up probably the ugliest numbers I think I've ever seen for a period of hockey in a Stanley Cup finale. Okay, here we go. Brace for, I don't even know what to say after this. All right, so after the Florida second period goal, ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, possession-wise, Vegas Corsi was okay, a reasonably solid 66%.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. All right.
Yeah.
So, all right. Fenwick, a little over 75%. Ooh, okay.
It's getting
a little painful for Florida.
All right.
Remember, this is all 5-on-5 kit, you know, Eastern kits. Shots for and against. That was about 14-4. Ooh, a little more painful. Okay. All right. Still about a three-quarter shot share.
Pretty good.
And then we get to some of the uglier stuff. Scoring chances at even strength. 18-3 Vegas.
Oof. And they've outscored their opponents in the second period 34-11.
Wow. Thanks to Arthur Cal from ESPN for the nice backup on that. Because right as I put it out, there it was. Somebody had to count this manually. Thank you, Hockey Reference, too, by the way, for checking us, because that was, you know, it was one of those,
I was texting you because I wanted it for the piece that's out on fullpresshockey.com, you know, just because I want to get my stats right. Brayden, don't worry, there's more. There's more, bud. There's more.
There's always more. It is weird to see how much, like things just cratered. I mean, I know, yes, the third period, we get it, but wow. Yeah.
It was ugly. I mean, you got to feel good for Bruce Cassidy. I mean, considering what he did, what happened to him last year, he gets fired by Boston. He comes to Vegas. He wasn't out of a job long. Wins the Stanley Cup, loses the Stanley Cup to the Blues in Game 7 on home ice. Now wins it. I think, Cassidy's shown he can coach anywhere. I don't think he lost the room in Boston. I just think they wanted to go in a different direction. And he was the perfect guy for this team. We let him play be themselves. And he was barking orders on the bench when they started to be lax at all. And that's the kind of coach you need. And look, this Vegas dynasty probably is starting. Look, I know it's early in this thing, but who says they can't go back to back? Like, who says they can't with this team? I mean, obviously, there are going to be changes, the salary cap, all that stuff. But, I mean, this team, what they have done clinically, defensively, they poured on offensively. And like I said, the first TV timeout, you know, again, Hill makes a big save at one end on Barkov. He robs Lundell early in the game. Then it leads to the Stone shorthanded goal. And then it was on. And then they just kept coming in waves. Nick Hague, they just battled in front, won the battles. And look, we got right off the air when the news was announced that Matthew Tkachuk wasn't playing. It wouldn't have mattered. Vegas was winning the Stanley Cup with or without Tkachuk in this lineup. It wouldn't have mattered. They were on a mission. And look, Florida scores, but then the TV timeout comes at the right time and they just pour it on. I mean, 4-goal second period, just continue to come in waves. They had a great shift, the 2-minute shift that led to the, I believe led to the Smith goal.
Yep.
They kept the pucks in. You know, Alec Martinez now has 4 Stanley Cup final goals. It's remarkable what this team has accomplished and how they put this team together, from George McPhee to Kelly McCrimmon to the owner. It's just remarkable what this team has done.
Yeah, look, this was a drubbing of drubbings.
I mean, there's not much else you could say. This was a beatdown. It was a total beatdown from start to finish by the Vegas Golden Knights. And look, we knew this team. This was the team we expected. We said in a pregame show, we expected this team to come out like this.
Yeah, and it was simple. It was, again, just when you look at this and you go back and you look at what Florida did, and you have to absolutely give them all the respect in the world for what they pulled off. It's kind of a shame they ran out of gas the way they did. You kind of wonder what might have been if they had been a little less banged up going into this round. We'll never know.
We'll never know. I mean, also, we'll never know, we'll never know with the injuries and the time off, like what would have been if there was no time off to 10 days. What would have been different if there was?
We don't know. I know my sternum hurts just thinking about it.
Look, you know let's give credit to the Panthers here. What they did, look, a remarkable run to the Stanley Cup final. Bobrovsky, what he did, got this team here, the run they went on, the comeback they had, they just had all this momentum. But the 10 days off, the injuries, it just started to pile up. And they ran into a better team, plain and simple, the more physical team, the deeper team. You know, I think it's up to what is it, 14 different goal scorers now?
Yeah, it's
ridiculous. I mean, yeah, Bennett and Reinhart get on the board but again, it didn't matter. Vegas was winning the Stanley Cup, plain and simple. And there's you know, you watch the celebration. It's the best celebration in all of sports. It's the best trophy in all of sports. It's the most beautiful trophy in all of sports. And it, there's a tradition. The captain gets it. Then it goes around and around and around. And it's great to see on home ice.
Yeah. Look, I mean, you know, we said Vegas would be, you know, extra motivated, you know, with the Misfits. The Misfits were the ones that saw Washington clinch the Stanley Cup right in their own building.
Right.
They want the, and to a man, they all of them said, we want that feeling of being able to do this in Vegas. So we're the ones celebrating.
Right.
And you look at each one of them and how they played tonight. Never mind that. How they played throughout the entire playoffs. You know, and you know, we repeated it earlier. Bruce Cassidy, you know, playing the absolute fitting homage, if you will, putting them all together for the opening shift. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
We will do the obligatory bow, Chateau Bow Wow up there in doggy heaven for Marc-Andre Fleury, enjoying the, you know, 16th wiener sausage up there, and probably a few other dog treats tonight. Just because, you know, it's something to watch.
Oh yeah.
No matter what team you're a fan of or what team you write for, whatever the case may be. And it's, there's kind of a finality to it. It's like we're sitting here and it's like, oh yeah, the season's over.
But the fun just begins.
Yeah, it's not like a Ren and Stimpy episode where we're sitting there and they're sitting at the end like all sad, like, well, what do we do now?
No,
there's a lot to do now.
There's a lot to do, and like I said, the recap's up, and you know, I'll have probably try to do another story on how this Golden Knights team got put together, and you know, Bill Foley and the mission and everything, and you know, we'll talk about it more. But I mean, it's just remarkable what this team's done, what McCrimmon's done. They get, you know, from the start, you think about it, they address their needs of a number one center, number one defenseman, like. They brought Pietrangelo, Eichel, Stone, like all these guys, and you can't get upset about it because you want your GM to do it, and they figured out a way to get it done. They go through all these coaches. You know, it was a winning business. It's not a hockey business. They're in win-now mode. I think if they didn't go to the final the first year, maybe they're different. Maybe they go on like a Seattle path still, and, you know, maybe this mm-hmm. is the year. Maybe this is still the year everything clicks, but this team from the beginning – was in win now mode, you know, and it's just great to see. And the party's going to be on in Vegas. And I think if you thought what Ovi did in Vegas was something, you ain't seen nothing yet. Tonight, going to be a wild. And think about it, folks. It's only 8:30.
The night is young.
The party is just beginning in Vegas. But, you know, again, hats off to Florida to get there. Good to see the commissioner back, presenting the Stanley Cup. And, you know, look, Jonathan Marchessault, so what he did this playoff run, you know, what he's done is remarkable. You know, what Matthew Tkachuk did for this Panthers team, undeniable, setting playoff records for their franchise. And, you know, you know what?
Is there a prop on cup damage?
I don't think they do.
We're not that degenerate, folks.
But I will say this. You know, hats off to the Vegas Golden Knights. Look, this team, the mission, look, Bill Foley, a lot of stuff he brought in from West Point, the Army mentality with these guys. And you never know, the cup could make a trip to West Point this year. And I wouldn't doubt it. Bill Foley brings it back to Army. But, you know, good on the Golden Knights for getting it done. It was a fun season. And you know what? Vegas was the best team. They were the most under-the-radar team in the playoffs. And I think they took that to heart. And you know what? Now they're Stanley Cup champions.
Exactly. I mean, look, let's be honest. We thought probably out of all the teams, Edmonton was more than likely one as constructed that could have you know, at least possess the firepower to beat them because they had that willingness to get to the middle of the ice. But in the end,
Vegas shut it down.
Vegas shut that down too.
Vegas shut down the middle of the ice. Plain and simple, folks. They can score. They can shut down the middle of the ice. They play a variation in the neutral zone trap, and it still wins hockey games despite it being called boring. I, you know what? I can't. You know what? It's that's what it is. And look, the Golden Knights. Look, Jack Eichel, Stanley Cup champion. How about this kid? You know, this the neck few. You know, the neck surgery that he has. What went on in Buffalo? The draft with McDavid and Eichel. Who would have thought Eichel's the guy that gets the cup first? You know, he beat and he beats McDavid along the way. So, yep. You know, kind of fitting for him. Good for him to get a Stanley Cup. You know, the original Misfits. You know, you go down the list of guys. And you know, we were talking off air about this thing. I guess we'll wrap up with this and the celebration. You know, we were talking about this off the air with Ian, and we said, you know, about Sergei Bobrovsky being left in. And, you know, look, is it reminiscent of Patrick Waugh, 95?
Oof. Against Detroit,
yeah. Yeah, he says, trade me now. He's not playing for Mario Tremblay. I don't think so. Look, I think they were just running with their horses, but you could clearly see he was gassed. And a lot of the goals, the just bombardment of Vegas just continuously coming at him, it just wore him down. He played a lot of hockey. You know, they could have gone to Alex Lyon. It wouldn't have mattered. This Vegas was winning this game. Maybe you pull him. I don't know. I think he just, you know, figures, hey, this is the guy I'm rolling with. This is the guy who got us here. You know, it's tough because, you know, you guy gets lit up, but you know what? Hey,
and nothing to be ashamed of.
No, I mean, he had a heck of a playoff. But again, look, the Golden Knights, we expected this. This was the team we expected. I don't think anybody saw 9-3, but a heck of a run by this team. The Vegas Golden Knights are Stanley Cup champions, and hats off to you.
Yep, and they averaged darn, you know, they just got in the 10. They would have averaged exactly 4 goals a game in this postseason. They were That's crazy. So close.
So crazy. Well, I believe it was either Gary Thorne or Bill Clement said when Peter Forsberg had the hat trick, he said, forget the rats, throw the hats. And Mark Stone's hat trick, you know, did it. And, you know, it's just a remarkable game, remarkable series. And, you know, the Vegas Golden Knights are Stanley Cup champions. And, you know, glad to be there for you guys through all the games, pregame show, through the season. We're not done yet. But we thank you for all the audience hanging with us here through the post game, game 5 of the Stanley Cup final, all the pregame shows. This has been the Full Press Hockey post game Stanley Cup final game 5 show. Congrats to the Vegas Golden Knights. You can get replays of this at Full Press NHL on Twitter, fullpresscoverage.com, fullpresshockey.com, Full Press Coverage on Facebook and YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. I've been the host, Jim Berenger. Chris Wassel, England, behind the scenes. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you again real soon.